The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, please accept our condolences for the martyrdom of Imam As-Sadiq. Peace be upon him. Now, it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani. He's going to talk about the character of Imam As-Sadiq, alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, I offer you all my condolences on these commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. I may be speaking for myself, but I feel like many times you and I, we may have heard bits and pieces about the life of Imam Sadiq. We've heard some of the contributions of Imam Sadiq, but we might not have that clear overall picture of what it is the Imam did and who he was. Because of that, what I find for someone like myself is that sometimes when you and I'm speaking about myself, when I'm in trouble, when I'm in distress, when I'm going to reach out to one of the Ahlul Bayt, maybe the first person that I call upon is not Imam Sadiq. I might not have the same emotional connection that I have with Imam Hussein, for instance, or with Amirul Mu'mineen, or even Abu al-Fadl. I might have that same emotional connection, even though we know intellectually they're all one nur. They're all capable of so many things. But maybe we're people like this who the first person we think of is not the Imam. We don't go to him first. Even though Imam Sadiq was incredibly generous. If you and I have the tawfiq to do tawassul, even today, to the Imam, that's something that you and I, you don't want to neglect. I want to give you one true story about the Imam. There was a man back in the day who was from Khorasan. And this man, alhamdulillah, was financially well off. He was so well off that he was able to make Hajj at that time every year. That's not a small trip. Even now, that's not a small trip. Every year, alhamdulillah, he had the tawfiq, he would make Hajj. He also had a good habit. His good habit was this. He would bring 1,000 gold pieces, dinars, with him, and he would give that as a gift to his imam. So he would complete the Hajj. In order to really complete the Hajj, you need to visit your imam. He would visit his imam and he would give him 1,000 gold pieces. This man had this habit, alhamdulillah, this tawfiq. One year, his wife asked him. She was also a lover of the Ahlul Bayt. She said, "Can I go with you and make Hajj with you?" Husband said, "Absolutely, let's go together." She decided to get some gifts together for the family of the imam. They made Hajj. When they made Hajj, the man came after the Hajj was complete, came to Medina. They had a house that they were renting, maybe they owned over there. And then he came to the imam with his gift, the normal 1,000 dinars that he had. He came to the imam, he said that, "I have a favor to ask. My wife, alhamdulillah, she made Hajj. She would like to come to pass her salams. She has a few gifts for your family. Is it okay? Maybe tomorrow. Is it okay if I bring her? She can come." The imam, of course, he granted permission. And the next day she came to visit the imam. From the story, it seems that she got to see the family of the imam, but not the imam himself. So maybe his wife, his daughter, they were in another area and the husband came to see him. She went and she was with the family of the imam. Gave them their gifts and she went home. When she went home, they said that she fell ill. This is still in Medina, by the way. She's still in Medina. The residents, they rented it, they own it. She fell ill. But it wasn't a normal sickness. She fell deathly ill. They asked her, they said, "What's the problem?" She said, "It's my heart. My heart is bothering me. As it was, her time was up, and she passed. The family are now burying the husband, his wife, the children, their mother. They're burying her. They did the normal rituals that you would do. You buy a burial lot, you ghusl, all the things that you normally do. But the husband, the grieving husband, went to Imam, and he told the Imam, would you honor us? Would you do us a favor by coming and reciting the Salatul Janazah? Would you pray over her? The Imam surprised him. As I said, the Imam is very generous. The Imam surprised him. Instead of doing that, the Imam stood up in his house. He offered 2 rakats of salah, and then he made a special dua. Then he turned to the man. He said, go back to your house. Your wife is alive. She's doing her normal responsibilities in the house. The man rushed back home. He goes, he sees his wife is alive, whole, healthy, everything. Alhamdulillah, they decided now to, we're finished in Medina, we're going to go back to Mecca. They said that when they went back to Mecca, it happened that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was doing tawaf. He was at the Kaaba doing tawaf. And his wife, who had never seen the Imam in her life, she was walking with her husband, she said, that man, he asked Allah to return my soul to me. So that's who we're talking about. Imam Sadiq is that kind of a person. So I mentioned, and I've talked about him before, I've mentioned to you, brothers and sisters, before, the idea that based on some of the predictions of the Ahlul Bayt, when they looked at the on-the-ground realities, there was a possibility that if the believers did their job, Imam Sadiq would have been the Qa'im. He would have been the one who had the tawfiq to establish the government of Allah on the earth. He would have had that tawfiq. They would refer to him sometimes in some ahadith. The Imam would say, Imam Baqir would say that this is the Qa'im. Imagine, brothers and sisters, that if the believers had done their responsibility and we could have had the tawfiq of the government of Allah on the earth, the kingdom of God on the earth at that time, the person who was higher than the Anbiya, if he was ruling over us. I want to mention another story about Imam Sadiq, just for us to know him a little bit better. Some of the brothers, they said that we were in the company of the Imam and we were having a discussion about tafsir of the Quran. We mentioned a verse of the Quran. It's a very famous story in the Quran where Allah talks about Nabi Ibrahim. And he explains in the verse of the Quran how he demonstrated resurrection for Ibrahim. There were some birds, they were chopped up, they were put together, and then Allah brought them back to life. He demonstrated the miracle of resurrection for Nabi Ibrahim. The guy said, I was asking the question of the Imam. I said, those 4 birds, were they all one type of bird? Were they different birds? The Imam asked us, would you like to witness the miracle yourselves? And we all said yes. They said, right there, the Imam said, peacock. And a peacock came. Crow. A crow came. Pigeon. A pigeon came. Falcon. A falcon came. The Imam ordered some of the people who were around him to cut off the heads of the birds and then to chop the birds up. They said the birds were chopped up, bones, flesh, everything chopped up. They're put together in some sort of a bowl, mixed so that they're all mixed together. And then the Imam took the head of the peacock and he called it. The guy said, with my own eyes, I saw the bird, the flesh, separate from all the meat that was mixed together and form a peacock right in front of me. Then he called the crow, then the pigeon, and then the falcon. So this person, who's higher than the Anbiya, if he was leading the Ummah, what fortune we would have had.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.